Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachiyomi as we do every single day. L'gilui nishmas Avi Mori Erev Hillel B'meir Yechel Mechel Zechorna Lebracha and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zechorna Lebracha. We're in Sefer Shmuel Bed and we're up to Perek Chaf Aleph. And sure enough, Ahira Av B'mei David Shalosh Shanim Shana Charei Shana. There was a famine for 3 years. What? 3 years. Vayivakesh David Espinei Hashem. So David HaMelech went to seek from Hashem to figure out why is there a famine going on. By Omar Shemel Shol Ve'albeis Adamim Asher Hamas Es HaGivonim. It's because of Shol and the bloody house, because he killed off the Givonim. Now the question comes up, why did it take David 3 years to figure out why there was a famine? So the Radak quotes of Sad Yigon, who says that the first year he said maybe it was a chance. The second year he said maybe he didn't destroy Pesel Micha. But after he destroyed Pesel Micha and saw that there was still an issue, that's why he went ahead and he sought it out from the Urim V'Tumim. The Abarbanel quotes the a psikta who suggests that David thought that maybe it was caused by Avodah Zarah, and then he thought it was caused by a violation of Gilui Arayos, and finally he said that there was some murder maybe that brought about the famine. These are the things that cause a ra'av. And so he didn't find any of these three things. He asked the Urim V'Dumim, Now Rashi then quotes from the Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Ayin Ches Amud Beis that says that there was a wrong issue that was done for Shaul because he was nisbad shalok kalacha. He was given a hesped inappropriately. It wasn't enough. And also for the fact that he killed Nov Ira Kohanim, Rashi says. And also because he killed the Givonim. And exactly what does it mean that he killed the Givonim? That is going to be the subject of today's Nachiyomi, A Deeper Look. And by Yikra HaMelech LaGivonim, so David HaMelech called the Givonim, and by Yomar Aleim BaGivonim Lo MiBnei Yisrael Hema, he spoke to them, and you should just know something, they were not from Bnei Yisrael. They didn't show Rachmanas. Usually you should just go ahead, someone should just ask Mechila, and you should just show that they are Rachmanim, right? So they just came out of the rest of the Amori, B'nei Yisrael swore to them. And still notwithstanding, Shaul said he was going to kill them for his desire, for the sake of the children of Yehuda and Yisrael. Right? When he made up his mind to clean out and be Matar Yisrael, he had Kina in that situation. What can I do, right, to placate you, so you should offer a bracha to Nachlas Hashem? In other words, if you were told that the Ra'av is from the failure to show a decent burial for Shaul HaMelech and also for the breach of the promise to the Givonim, why are we first taking care of the Givonim first, and then only afterwards moving Shaul's body, as we're going to see, is going to make a difference? So some of the Mefarshim here explained that David HaMelech figured out from the punishment, which was a famine, that it was first from cutting off the Givonim's food supply. And so we wanted them to turn around and daven. So Vayomer lo Givonim ein lanu kesef azav im Shaul v'im beis. We have no financial claim from Shaul and his household. So he wanted to appease each person. Nobody wanted to be appeased financially. And so vein lanu ish lahamis be Yisrael. And we also don't want to kill anyone from the rest of Am Yisrael. No one wronged us. So David says, do you just tell me what I am, what you do have an issue with, and I'll take care of it. We are interested in the person who plotted against us and consumed us and tried to make sure that we would get destroyed from remaining in Am Yisrael, and he devised against us to destroy us. And that's what we want. Yinutan lanu shiva anashem ibanav. We want seven of his kids. V'okanum la'Hashem v'givashol b'chir Hashem. We want him to be hung and give Ashol, the choice one of Hashem. V'yomer HaMelech, ani atein. So David HaMelech said, I'm going to go ahead and give you your grant and grant your issue. In other words, in place of the sheva of the seven Givonim who've been killed during the attack on Nov, right, which we'll talk about in the deeper look today, I will go ahead and I'll hang the people in under those circumstances. Now, how we are allowed to go ahead and figure things out, how are you allowed to surrender a life in order to save others? How is David HaMelech able to go ahead and give over these seven people to save Am Yisrael from a famine? And by the way, I don't understand. Lo yumso avos abanim, abanim lo yumso al avos. We usually say children should not be punished for the sins of the parents. So the Abarbanel over here suggests that these sets of laws only apply to a human justice. But David was told by Hashem to rectify this issue, so it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he takes the responsibility. But the Al-Sheikh says that's a big issue to go with over here because of the great understanding that there was going to be a Chilul Hashem by going ahead and proceeding. And since there was this Chilul Hashem by not keeping Yoshua's words, this was based on Is Lasos LaHashem Heferu Sorasecha. Other Mefarshim are quick to point out over here that we're going to see who the seven people are, and they weren't going to be seen as so innocent. So, Vayachmal HaMelech HaMephiboshes Ben Yonasan Ben Shaul V'Alshiva Alshuas Hashem Asher Beinosan Ben David Ben Yonasan Ben Shaul, the king said, I can't go ahead and just give you Mephiboshes, because Mephiboshes is the son of Yehonasan, and I have a promise between them. So Vayikach HaMelech Hashnei B'nei Ritzba Basaya Asher Yeldu L'Shaul. So he took the two sons of Ritzba Basaya, was a Pilegesh to Shaul, Armoni and Es Armoni Ves Mephiboshes, Armoni and a different guy whose name was Mephiboshes, and Ves Chameshes B'nei Michal Bas Shaul Asher Yeldu L'Adriel Ben Barzilai HaMecholasi. And he also took the five sons of Michal. Now the Gemara is quick to point out, based that, and Rashi cites it, that Michal Bashol did not actually have them. Merav had them, but Merav died early, and Michal raised them. And so therefore, we see from here that somebody raises somebody else's children. It's as if he or she had actually birthed them, and they're called after his name. And so he took those people, by name Biyad HaGivonim, by Ka'um Bahar, Lefnei Hashem, by Iplu Shavatayim Yachad, right? So he gave them to the hands of the Givoni. They hung them in the mountain, and they all died, all seven together. And they all were killed at the beginning of the barley harvest in Nisan. Some point out, some of the Mefarshim here, that some of them were involved directly in the attack on the Givonim, whatever that attack was. So Ritzba Basaya was still alive. She took a sackcloth. She spread it out on the rock from the beginning of the harvest until water came down from Shemayim. She did not allow birds of the heaven to attack the bodies by day, or wild animals at night. And in other words, they were not able to be buried until that point in time. And when people said, who are these people? They would say, these are Sarim. And what did they do? They stretched out their hands against the Gerim and said that they were not allowed to be treated properly. And so to make an example out of them, they were left there to be aware that they had embarrassed Gerim, and this was why David HaMelech allowed them to be killed. But you got the David Isa Shasta Ritzba Basaya Pilagashol. So David heard that she showed devotion to her children, so he took Rachmanas and he said, okay, it's enough, it's time for them to get buried. According to the Medrash, he took her, maybe he even married her. Right, Vayelach David Vayikach Asatzmo Shaul Vasatzmo Zionas on Beno Meis Bali Yavish Gilad. In the meantime, David HaMelech also took the bones of Shaul and Yehonasan from Yavish Gilad. Asher Ganvu Osam Merachol Beit Shan Asher Tuliyin Shama Plishtim Biyom Akos Plishtim Eshal BeGaboa. They stole the bodies from Beit Shan, where the people of Beit Shan had hung them on the day that they killed them. Vayal Misho Mesatzmo Shaul Vasatzmo Zionas on Beno Vayasu Asatzmo Ha Mukaim. And so he brought up the bones of Shaul and Yehonasan and they gathered them from Vayikru Asatzmo Shal Bihonas and Benob Eretz Binyamin Bitzela Bekever Kish Aviv. So he brought them to Tzela in the place, the burial place of his father Kish. Vayasu Kol Asher Tziva HaMelech, and they did everything that the king had gone ahead and commanded, right, to give them a hesped in all the cities. Usually, while we say, if we don't do Likud Atzamos, we usually don't go ahead and move bodies. But in this situation, where it's a step up, it's a positive opportunity, then the Shulchan Aruch makes it very clear that one's allowed to go ahead and follow through, and they offered a hesped on that day, Bayaser Elokim, and God La'aretz Achreichem, God immediately brought a rain thereafter, and he brought a bracha in the process. Still, Batihod Milchamala Plishtim Es Yisrael, there was another Plishti battle with the Bnei Yisrael. Vayira David Vabal Davimo. So David went to fight the battle. Vayilachmu Es Plishtim Vayav David. So they went to fight the Plishtim, and David, who was already getting older, so he started to faint a little bit. And he straggled, and he was alone when he got is seen by the enemy, says the Ralbad. Vayishbi Binahov Asher Bialde Harafa. Here we are talking about Rafa today. So Yishbi, who was Yishbi or Yishbi Binov, who was one of the sons of Harafa, Umishkal Keno Shlosh Meos Mishkal Nechoshes, and the weight of his spear was 300 shekels of brass in weight. Buchagur Chadasha, he was wearing new armor, which seems to imply that he was wearing a new outfit. And the Medrash Rashi site says that on that day he was initiated into a higher level in the army. And those who got to that new higher level in the army, on the first day, they had to go ahead and get a reputation. And he said to himself, ha, I'll kill David HaMelech. Right? Vayomer l'hakom says David, he thought that he was going to be able to go ahead and do that. He had David in his crosshairs. Vayazol Avishai ben Tsruya, Vayachas HaPlishti, Vayimiseo. And then Avishai heard about it, and he helped him defeat the giant. Right? Gemara says it was through prayer, right? By Az Nishbu Anche David Lo Lemor Lo Seitze Odi Tana La Melchama Lo Sichabes Neir Yisrael. They said we're not interested in watching the flame of Malchus Beis David get extinguished. You stay home. Vayach Reichem Vati Od Melchama Begov Implishdim Azika Sabchay Achushasi Esaf Asher Bial De Harafa. And then after that, there was a war against Gov, and then Sivchay Achushasi killed Saf, right? This one preceded them, but it's here to connect the deaths of the four sons of Orpah, who were all giants, right? And so Sibchai HaChushi went ahead and killed Saf, who was one of the children of Harpa, which is Orpah. But the old Milchama Begov and Plishtim, there was a battle also with Gov. Vayach Elchanan Beyari Orgim Beis Halachmi Eskolia Sagiti, and so there was a war against Gov, and Elchanan the son of Yari Organ, the Beis Halachmi, killed Golias the Giti, the Eitz Chaniso, and as far as the sword, Kimnor Organ was as thick as a weaver's beam. Who was this individual? Elchanan. So Rashi tells us Elchanan is David HaMelech, right? His sword, the sword of this Goliath Hagiti, is the size of a weaver's beam. Now we're recognizing just how strong he was. Now Rashi, by going ahead and identifying Elchanan with David and Goliath the Giti with Goliath Saplishti, we have a hard time trying to understand how this fits in Divrei Hayamim. So the Radak assumes that Elchanan was not David, nor Goliath was not Goliath the Plishti. Elchanan was a hero in David's army, and he killed somebody who was with this Goliath. Batiod Melchama Begas, there was another battle at Gat. Vahiish Madon, and there was a man with great stature. Vetzbos Yada, Vetzbos Raglov Shesh Veshesh, Esim Yarba Mitzvah, Begam Huyulat Laharafa. There was a person who had six fingers and six toes on each of his hands and feet, which made 24, six times four is 24. He was also a child of Orpah. Now, the Chazal and Bechoros tells us that you should understand that it was 24. You shouldn't assume that two of his hands only had six, and the toes were only six. No, it was six on each to be able to give us the perspective. And Vayecharif es Yisrael, he started to taunt Am Yisrael. Vayekeu Yehonasan ben Shimi Achi David. Yehonasan, the son of Shimi, went ahead and he was able to go ahead and get him. And he put him together and took care of him. As Arbas Eli Yodul Harafa Bagas, these are the four giants born to Rafa and Gas. Vayibu Biad David, Biad Abadav, and they fell in the hands of David and in the hands of his servants. And so we see that David had some very, very successful battles in his lifetime. And he was able to go and be successful because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be with us and our Chayalim as well, as they enter Rafa as well. And everybody in the meantime, have a fantastic, amazing, fantastic, successful day.